Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and Lynette Adams from Houston NBC joining us this morning, as she does every single Friday. Lynette, how are you doing?
I am well. Thank you. Good morning to both of you.
Yes. All right. So let's jump into it. Always lots to get to. By the way, can I ask, do you miss slow news days? A little bit, maybe?
I don't know if we get a chance to miss slow news days.
Yeah, not now.
There's always some noise, especially with the pandemic.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. Let's start, though. Some big crowds last night after a vigil on Jay and Orchard resulted in some officers being hit with rocks and bottles. Actually, three arrests took place as well.
Yes. They were there for a vigil for a young man who was shot and killed Wednesday night.
Oof.
And we're told that there were so many people in this intersection that cars couldn't get through, people couldn't get through.
Jeez.
So people were calling 911 because of loud music. They heard gunfire. They saw these large crowds. Police got there. And it took quite a bit of effort to clear the crowd and get people to move along. Not to mention the fact this is a time when people aren't supposed to be crowding at night after 11 o'clock. So it was a little bit of a contentious situation. Three people were arrested. Two of the people I believe were arrested for in their charge with inciting a riot.
That's not good.
Not good. No, also going to just tell you that the president is now saying that perhaps some of the schools and some of the hot spots around the country should not open. You know, he's been saying, get the kids back in the classroom. Now he's saying, put the pause on that. Give governors the opportunity to do that. And parents are worried about kids going back to school. Some parents are saying, you know, they would rather keep their children home. They're nervous about it. And teachers are as well. We talked to the Rochester Teachers Association. And teachers are saying, we think another semester might do it.
Really? Okay.
And
so
then we might have a vaccine.
Yeah.
Or we might know more about this coronavirus. Teachers are worried about their own safety and their own health.
Now, Lynette, you brought up the fact that that parents can choose. It's the schools, the districts, they have to accommodate them if they do say, look, I'm not comfortable with my kid being in class right now. They have to, they have to accommodate some sort of remote learning. That's correct, right?
Yes. They have to support students who are staying at home, and districts will have to make accommodations for them, you know, with their remote learning program.
It's odd to hear President Donald Trump's tune change a bit, because, I mean, a couple months ago, he's been on the bandwagon for opening up everything.
This is a major shift, major shift for the president. In fact, the last word about schools before this, he said, open your schools or you risk losing federal funding.
That's what he said.
So this is interesting.
Certainly some will use this as an opportunity to attack, but could we also just have an open mind? I think this is actually a very good thing that goes to show that with more information and seeing more of what's going on, that anyone can change their mind of how they feel about things. So certainly I would I applaud him for this.
Absolutely. Same. So another interesting story, mask wearing. Have you seen people who wear their mask but they don't cover their nose?
Yeah, it's funny you bring this up. We talked about this earlier on in the show. The chin strap move, I don't know if you've seen anyone who's pulled that off before. Breezy found another mask that only covers the mouth. So this goes right in hand with this study.
Lynette, let me explain to you what this is. So it's essentially a mouth shield. It's like a face shield, but it only covers your mouth. It maybe doesn't come up to your nose, and it sits on your chin, and you have the straps around your ears as if it's a face mask, but it doesn't seem to be doing the job.
Not doing the job at all. In fact, this new research shows that you are more likely to get the coronavirus breathing it than if you were breathing in and out through your mouth. Wear the mask over your nose because it's more likely to get through your pores in your nose as well as your nose itself.
All right.
So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, good.
Wear your mask over your nose.
There you go. Yes, mouth and nose. Cover them both. Stuff comes out of your nose, too. Sneezes and things like that. So let's cover up for sure. Lynette Adams from Newsen NBC, thank you so much for joining us, getting us up to speed with all the stuff going on. And we'll talk to you again on next Friday.
All right. Awesome, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Bye, Lynette.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.